Section 1. Listening. This section of the test has three parts. You will hear three recordings, which you will listen to twice. While listening, answer the questions in the appropriate part of the test. Follow the instructions. When answering questions in the first and second part, use the answer sheet labelled with a cross. When answering questions in the third part, use the answer sheet labelled with a pen. Now prepare the answer sheet labelled with a cross. Part 1. You will hear an interview with Carrie Underwood, a popular American country singer. For the following statements, 1 to 7, choose the correct answer A, B, C or D. There is always only one correct answer. Mark your answers on the answer sheet labelled with a cross. Now you have 2 minutes to read the tasks. Now listen to part one.
Carrie Underwood is the 29-year-old American Idol, the fourth winner of the show and its best-selling artist to date. In 2010, she married hockey star Mike Fisher, a Canadian center who plays for the Predators in Nashville, where the couple live. In the following interview, Carrie talks about her professional and personal life. It's been 3 years since your last album. What took so long?
I got married in 2010. And after that, I was gone most of the year on tour. Last year was a good year just to take it in, to be married. Also, Mike had shoulder surgery, so I was taking care of him, driving him to the doctor, waking up to give him medication, and I wrote songs in pockets.
How does your diet and exercise routine change when you have an album to promote?
This is playoff time. I need to start running more and building up my lung capacity. I'm going to be on stage for 90 minutes, running around in heels, sweating, singing. When I'm on tour, spending a lot of time on my bus, I prefer to cook for myself. I'm a vegan, so I make veggie burgers.
How important is it to you to have a hand in writing your songs?
I'm not a creative person who's up until 4 a.m. writing songs. I write with other people, sharing stories, catching up. When you get to work with three people, different emotions pour out.
Blake Shelton called your voice one of the best in country music. Is there anything about it that you wish were different?
I am competitive. When I hear somebody else do something I can't, it drives me mad. Steven Tyler, for example, that screamy thing he does, I can't do that. I have too much control over my voice. Or people like Mariah Carey who can do whistle tones.
You come from a working class background and your songs reflect that. But that's not you anymore. Is it possible to write a great country song about being rich and famous?
With no irony? I don't think so. Because country music is for real people. My husband came from a small town and hardworking parents like I did. And I don't think we've forgotten our roots. We don't have a bowling alley in our basement. We don't have houses on the beach.
What do you still insist on doing yourself, and what are you happy to pay someone else to do for you?
I love to go to the grocery store. It makes me happy to have a full fridge and a full pantry. I hate sending my laundry out. I don't like the thought of other people washing my clothes. What am I happy not doing? Lawn care. And I have a business manager who pays my bills.
A company granted you free access to its private jets after winning Idol. Where did you fly?
I had to turn it down because I would have had to pay taxes on it, and that would have been more money than I had. I love flying privately, though. When we flew to the Grammys, I had to fly in secret because there are hundreds of paparazzi, and they will hurt you.
Back to your husband, Mike. What are the upsides to dating someone in the public eye, and what are the drawbacks?
A plus is that he knew what to expect from the beginning. In Canada, he is a big celebrity, so he knows what it's like living under a microscope. And he travels a lot, which is good for both of us. We're both independent people, so we can't have somebody around 24 hours a day. The drawback is that we can go weeks without seeing each other. But he's the only guy I've never had to worry about.
Now listen again.
Carrie Underwood is the 29-year-old American Idol, the fourth winner of the show and its best-selling artist to date. In 2010, she married hockey star Mike Fisher, a Canadian center who plays for the Predators in Nashville, where the couple live. In the following interview, Carrie talks about her professional and personal life. It's been 3 years since your last album. What took so long?
I got married in 2010, and after that, I was gone most of the year on tour. Last year was a good year just to take it in, to be married. Also, Mike had shoulder surgery, so I was taking care of him, driving him to the doctor, waking up to give him medication, and I wrote songs in pockets.
How does your diet and exercise routine change when you have an album to promote?
This is playoff time. I need to start running more and building up my lung capacity. I'm going to be on stage for 90 minutes, running around in heels, sweating, singing. When I'm on tour, spending a lot of time on my bus, I prefer to cook for myself. I'm a vegan, so I make veggie burgers.
How important is it to you to have a hand in writing your songs?
I'm not a creative person who's up until 4 a.m. writing songs. I write with other people, sharing stories, catching up. When you get to work with three people, different emotions pour out.
Blake Shelton called your voice one of the best in country music. Is there anything about it that you wish were different?
I am competitive. When I hear somebody else do something I can't, it drives me mad. Steven Tyler, for example, that screamy thing he does, I can't do that. I have too much control over my voice. Or people like Mariah Carey who can do whistle tones.
You come from a working class background and your songs reflect that. But that's not you anymore. Is it possible to write a great country song about being rich and famous?
With no irony? I don't think so. Because country music is for real people. My husband came from a small town and hardworking parents like I did. And I don't think we've forgotten our roots. We don't have a bowling alley in our basement. We don't have houses on the beach.
What do you still insist on doing yourself, and what are you happy to pay someone else to do for you?
I love to go to the grocery store. It makes me happy to have a full fridge and a full pantry. I hate sending my laundry out. I don't like the thought of other people washing my clothes. What am I happy not doing? Lawn care. And I have a business manager who pays my bills.
A company granted you free access to its private jets after winning Idol. Where did you fly?
I had to turn it down because I would have had to pay taxes on it, and that would have been more money than I had. I love flying privately, though. When we flew to the Grammys, I had to fly in secret because there are hundreds of paparazzi, and they will hurt you.
Back to your husband, Mike. What are the upsides to dating someone in the public eye, and what are the drawbacks?
A plus is that he knew what to expect from the beginning. In Canada, he is a big celebrity, so he knows what it's like living under a microscope. And he travels a lot, which is good for both of us. We're both independent people, so we can't have somebody around 24 hours a day. The drawback is that we can go weeks without seeing each other. But he's the only guy I've never had to worry about.
Now you have 30 more seconds to complete the tasks. Part 2. You will hear a radio program discussing some facts from the life of Henry Ford. For questions 8 to 13, decide whether the statements are true, A, false, B, or whether the information was not given, C. Mark your answers on the answer sheet labeled with a cross. Now you have 2 minutes to read the tasks. Now listen to part two.
You will hear a radio program discussing interesting life stories of famous industrialists. Today, we'll hear some facts from the life of Henry Ford.
Henry Ford, an American industrialist, is known as one of the richest and most successful American businessmen. He was born in 1863 and died in 1947. He was the founder of the Ford Motor Company and the first to apply assembly line manufacturing to mass automobile production. Ford was born on a prosperous farm in Dearborn, Michigan, owned by his parents, William and Mary Ford, immigrants from County Cork, Ireland. He was the eldest of 6 children. As a child, Henry was passionate about mechanics. At 12, he spent a lot of time in a machine shop, which he had equipped himself. By 15, he had built his first internal combustion engine. In 1891, Ford became an engineer with the Edison Illuminating Company, and after his promotion to chief engineer in 1893, he had enough time and money to devote attention to his personal experiments on internal combustion engines. These experiments culminated in 1896 with the completion of a vehicle named the quadricycle, which he test drove on June the 4th that year. After this initial success, Ford left Edison Illuminating and, with other investors, formed the Detroit Automobile Company. The Detroit Automobile Company, however, went bankrupt soon afterward because Ford continued to improve the design instead of selling cars. Ford raced his vehicles against those of other manufacturers to show the superiority of his designs. With the interest in his race cars, he formed a second company, the Henry Ford Company. During this period, he personally drove his quadricycle to victory in a race against Alexander Winton, a well-known driver of that period. Ford was forced out of the company by the investors, and the company was reorganized as Cadillac. Henry Ford, with 11 other investors, incorporated the Ford Motor Company in 1903. In a newly designed car, Ford drove an exhibition in which the car broke a land speed record. Convinced by this success, the famous race driver, Barney Oldfield, took the car around the country and thereby made Ford cars well known throughout the states. Henry Ford had very specific thoughts on relations with his employees. They were expected to work an 8-hour day and in 1913 were paid $5 per day. The pay rate increased to $6 per day at the peak of Model T production in 1918. Such a sum for labourers was, at that time, almost unheard of. Ford also offered his employees an innovative profit-sharing plan. On the other hand, Ford was firmly against labour unions in his plants. Now listen again.
You will hear a radio program discussing interesting life stories of famous industrialists. Today, we'll hear some facts from the life of Henry Ford.
Henry Ford, an American industrialist, is known as one of the richest and most successful American businessmen. He was born in 1863 and died in 1947. He was the founder of the Ford Motor Company and the first to apply assembly line manufacturing to mass automobile production. Ford was born on a prosperous farm in Dearborn, Michigan, owned by his parents, William and Mary Ford, immigrants from County Cork, Ireland. He was the eldest of six children. As a child, Henry was passionate about mechanics. At 12, he spent a lot of time in a machine shop, which he had equipped himself. By 15, he had built his first internal combustion engine. In 1891, Ford became an engineer with the Edison Illuminating Company, and after his promotion to chief engineer in 1893, he had enough time and money to devote attention to his personal experiments on internal combustion engines. These experiments culminated in 1896 with the completion of a vehicle named the quadricycle, which he test drove on June the 4th that year. After this initial success, Ford left Edison Illuminating and, with other investors, formed the Detroit Automobile Company. The Detroit Automobile Company, however, went bankrupt soon afterward because Ford continued to improve the design instead of selling cars. Ford raced his vehicles against those of other manufacturers to show the superiority of his designs. With the interest in his race cars, he formed a second company, the Henry Ford Company. During this period, he personally drove his quadricycle to victory in a race against Alexander Winton, a well-known driver of that period. Ford was forced out of the company by the investors, and the company was reorganized as Cadillac. Henry Ford, with 11 other investors, incorporated the Ford Motor Company in 1903. In a newly designed car, Ford drove an exhibition in which the car broke a land speed record. Convinced by this success, the famous race driver, Barney Oldfield, took the car around the country and thereby made Ford cars well known throughout the states. Henry Ford had very specific thoughts on relations with his employees. They were expected to work an 8-hour day and in 1913 were paid $5 per day. The pay rate increased to $6 per day at the peak of Model T production in 1918. Such a sum for labourers was, at that time, almost unheard of. Ford also offered his employees an innovative profit-sharing plan. On the other hand, Ford was firmly against labour unions in his plants. Now you have 30 more seconds to complete the tasks. Now look at part 3. For part 3, you will need the answer sheet labelled with a pen. Please find and prepare it. Part 3. You are going to listen to a radio programme for parents discussing what kind of friendship problems their children might face in school. You will hear the descriptions of 6 problems. Below, you can read some information 14 to 20, which is in the wrong order. Indicate the order in which you hear the information by writing a number 1 to 6 next to the number that indicates the information. Be careful, there is one extra summary. Put X next to the number indicating extra information. Write your answers on the answer sheet labelled with a pen. Now you have 2 minutes to read the tasks. Now listen to part 3.
You are going to listen to a radio program for parents discussing what kind of friendship problems their children might face in school and how parents may help in solving these issues.
As your child grows up, life can get complicated, and that includes friendships. Friendships can be challenging at any age, but helping your child deal with friendship problems is something you must do. When a child is rejected by peers or manipulated by a friend, they don't always know what to do or how to respond. So here are 6 common friendship problems your child might face and a few simple solutions to help solve them. Problem number 1. For many children and teenagers, the biggest fear is not being part of a group, because in such a case, they feel lost. If children are not included socially, try to find out why. Are their social skills in need of improvement? Is this why a group is not interested in them? It's probably a good idea to cooperate with their teachers or a school psychologist to see if they have any suggestions about how to make them socially more acceptable. Problem number 2. Educate children about how to handle classmates who try to show their superiority over others. Also, teach children that good friends don't do that. Good friends don't torment their friends and put them in a humiliating position. There is no reason why the so-called friends should prove their physical or moral superiority in such a way. Problem number 3. Rejection by a friend is never easy, and it's especially difficult for children and teenagers. Sometimes children are rejected even by longtime friends or forgotten in favor of more popular kids. It's also possible for friends to separate during school as interests change or develop. If children are neglected by friends, let them know that sometimes friendships don't last and point out friends that are still there for them. Problem number 4. Some children and teenagers change during school. It is possible that children may have friends who experiment with drugs, alcohol, or other dangerous behavior. Your best line of defense is to know your children's friends and to chat frequently with other parents. In that way, you are likely to spot a dangerous friendship and deal with it before it gets out of hand. Problem number 5. Friendships can be difficult. Even the best of friendships are challenging. It is possible that children may encounter friends who constantly want others to accept their opinions as the only right thing. Explain to children what manipulation is and how to stand up for themselves. Problem number 6. Do you realize that children's friendships can affect their academic achievement? It's true that there is a link between academic achievement and the types of friends children meet. But children don't have to be the most popular kids in school to be good students. Encourage them to find interests and extracurricular activities in order to expand their circle of friends who will match with their priorities.
Now listen again.
You are going to listen to a radio program for parents discussing what kind of friendship problems their children might face in school and how parents may help in solving these issues.
As your child grows up, life can get complicated, and that includes friendships. Friendships can be challenging at any age, but helping your child deal with friendship problems is something you must do. When a child is rejected by peers or manipulated by a friend, they don't always know what to do or how to respond. So here are 6 common friendship problems your child might face and a few simple solutions to help solve them. Problem number 1. For many children and teenagers, the biggest fear is not being part of a group, because in such a case, they feel lost. If children are not included socially, try to find out why. Are their social skills in need of improvement? Is this why a group is not interested in them? It's probably a good idea to cooperate with their teachers or a school psychologist to see if they have any suggestions about how to make them socially more acceptable. Problem number 2. Educate children about how to handle classmates who try to show their superiority over others. Also, teach children that good friends don't do that. Good friends don't torment their friends and put them in a humiliating position. There is no reason why the so-called friends should prove their physical or moral superiority in such a way. Problem number 3. Rejection by a friend is never easy, and it's especially difficult for children and teenagers. Sometimes children are rejected even by longtime friends or forgotten in favor of more popular kids. It's also possible for friends to separate during school as interests change or develop. If children are neglected by friends, let them know that sometimes friendships don't last and point out friends that are still there for them. Problem number four. Some children and teenagers change during school. It is possible that children may have friends who experiment with drugs, alcohol, or other dangerous behavior. Your best line of defense is to know your children's friends and to chat frequently with other parents. In that way, you are likely to spot a dangerous friendship and deal with it before it gets out of hand. Problem number five. Friendships can be difficult. Even the best of friendships are challenging. It is possible that children may encounter friends who constantly want others to accept their opinions as the only right thing. Explain to children what manipulation is and how to stand up for themselves. Problem number six. Do you realize that children's friendships can affect their academic achievement? It's true that there is a link between academic achievement and the types of friends children meet. But children don't have to be the most popular kids in school to be good students. Encourage them to find interests and extracurricular activities in order to expand their circle of friends who will match with their priorities.
Now you have 30 more seconds to complete the tasks. The listening section is now over. Please stop working on this section. Now go on to the next sections of the test.